Blog Talk Radio.
You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistake. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say
you're too big,
hey, for error. You're too wise.
You are
forever and always.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, owner, operator, and overseer of the Spirit Alive Networks, and it gives me great joy to present to you another installation of Every Man Standing in His Place with Pastor Jeffrey Scott. Now, Pastor Jeffrey Scott is a wonderful man of God. He is a father. He is a husband. He is a mentor. He is a man of God that gives true and good counsel, as well as sharing the word of God in a way that we can all understand and receive it. So, without further ado, please welcome our man of the hour and God's man all the time, Pastor Jeffrey Scott.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you, Bishop Cook. As always, you know, I just really want to show my appreciation to you. I thank you so much for allowing me this platform to bring God's word and to try to help others out in what they're doing and what they're going through, as well as helping myself at the same time, because God's word, I'm not just preaching to everyone else, but I'm preaching to myself as well. So,
amen.
I just want to thank you for this opportunity, and I love you, and I really appreciate you. I really do.
God bless
and,
you, dear brother. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So, as always, we'll start off with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, thanking you for today, for all of the things that we've done today, the things that we've been through today, the things that we have encountered today, the things that we made it through today. We know that the only way we were able to make it through this day is because of you. It's because of your grace and your mercy that you allow us to be here at this specific time and at this specific place, and we understand it's for your reasoning. But Father God, we just want to lift you up right now. We want to magnify your name. We want to praise you. We want to say hallelujah to your name, because you are worthy of the highest praise. Father God, we pray now that all the words that are spoken this evening, everything that is done and said, will be pleasing in your sight. And God, I step back, God, and I want you to step in, please, Lord, that and fill my mouth with the words that you want me to say. Bring out of my heart what you have placed in there, Father God, for others to hear, as well as myself, so we can all learn more on how to worship and praise you and how to live our lives according to your will. Father God, we just bless your name. We love you, and we praise you. We magnify you for it. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. And so tonight, with Every Man Standing Place, and we know that man is talking about mankind, so we're talking to everyone, because we are all supposed to be standing where God places us. And so as long as we are children of God, then God's word should be an inspiration to all of us. And we heard earlier that song, "You Are a Mighty God," and the statement was there that said, "You're perfect." You know, God is perfect in all of his ways. And so that means, you know, him being perfect, he's worthy of the praise. And we should be grateful because he is who he is. And he sees that we are okay as his children. And so we're very thankful for that. And so today I want to talk about just for a little while. It's something that has been that has been on my heart because of the situation that we're going through with this pandemic and with the racial injustice and all of these things that are going on, and we have so much that we need to do, and we're wondering at this time, you know, we have some people stepping up, but we are wondering who's going to be the one that is going to step up next. And so I want to just talk about, because we don't know who it's going to be, we don't know how many it's going to be, but we know that there's going to be someone that is going to step up. And we have to understand that God is ready for us to step up. God is ready for us to do what he wants us to do. God is ready for us to move the way he wants us to move. God is ready for us to do what he wants us to do. And the thing is, our problem is that we feel that we are not ready, even though God is. So I want to just talk about when God is ready and you are not. When God is ready and you are, or me are not ready. And the text that I'll be coming from, I'll be talking about a very familiar passage in Exodus when it's talking about Moses going to Pharaoh. When God called Moses, God wanted him to do, and Moses had excuse after reason after reason, and still trying to reason with God and why he couldn't do, or why he felt he couldn't do what God had called him to do. You see, God knows everything, and God knows what we can do and what we can't do. God knows what we're ready for. God knows what we are not ready for. We don't know because we have never been in a situation before. I remember the first time I was diving off of a diving board into a swimming pool. I didn't think I was ready to do it. I didn't think I was ready to dive into the pool. It was the water was deep, and I never dove in the water before. But my dad was right there saying, come on, you can do it. I'm in the water with you. You know, I'm in the water. So when you go into this water, I'm not going to let you drown. I'm not going to let you get hurt. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. I'm going to be there when you hit this water. And so I was able to dive into the water, and my dad was there, but he allowed me to swim once I hit the water. So is that God knows what we can do. God knows what we're able to do. We just don't know it. And so my dad knew that I could dive off the diving board. He knew that I could swim and all of that, but I didn't know that until I did it. And so sometimes we don't know what we're going to do, what we can do, until we get into what it is that we're called to do. And so looking at Exodus chapter 3, and I'm going to start off at the fourth verse. It says, so when the Lord saw that he turned aside, and look, God called to him from the midst of the burning bush, of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. See, the first thing we really have to understand is who's calling us. Who's calling us? And we have to know that God is calling us. He's not calling us because we're not ready. He's not calling us because we're going to be unsuccessful. He's not calling us because we can't do what he wants us to do. He's calling us because he knows that we can do what he's calling us to do. He's calling us because he wants us to know that we're even more than we think that we are in the ways of doing certain things, in the way of handling certain things, in the way of acting certain ways, in the ways of reacting in certain ways. And so he said, Moses, Moses, and he said, Moses said, here I am. Are we going to answer to God when he calls, when we think that we're not ready? Are we going to answer God's call when we think we're not ready? The first thing Moses did is he answered the call by saying, here I am. And so I always say the best ability is availability. If you are available, then you can do whatever it is that you're called to do. So if we make ourselves available to God, we have to make ourselves available to God so he can use us in the way that he sees fit. You see, not in the way that we see fit, not in the way that we're comfortable with, not in the way that we think that we can be used, but we have to be willing to stretch out and do things beyond what we've done before, do things beyond what we think we can do, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do it. We have to understand that God knows that we can do it. God is with us when he calls us. So he says, Moses, Moses, and Moses says, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take off your sandals. Take the sandals off your feet, for the place you are standing is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. You see, that's another thing we have to understand and look and show that reverence to God, because like the song says, God is mighty. He's a mighty God. He's perfect. He's worthy. And we need to show that we're grateful to him. So we have to understand that why Moses was afraid, and Moses hid his face. He hid his face. And then it says, the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and bring them to that land, to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, a place of the Canaanites, of the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Now, that's a whole lot. That's a whole lot to try to take in, knowing that God sees and hears the cries of his people. He hears the cries of his children. He understands what they are going through, and at the hands of the Egyptians, it was a tough thing for them to go through all of this. But it seemed like it was going to be even tougher for Moses to go there by himself and try to free God's people, to free God's children. But he told Moses where he was going to allow them to be after they were free. He was going to take them out of the oppression that they were in. And so he had to understand that the person that he was going up against, which was Pharaoh, he had to understand that that God was bigger than Pharaoh. It wasn't about him, but it was about how God was going to work through him. Sometimes we ready, or we feel we're not ready because we are looking at what we can do. We're looking at our own merits, and we're looking at how people see us and what they're going to think of the person that we are, or they're going to what they're going to think of our stature, or whatever it is that they're looking at. We're going to we sometimes look at that, and we make the judgment that we're going to have. We're not ready. I can't do this because I'm not ready. I can't run a mile because I'm not ready. I can't pass this test because I'm not ready. I can't. We always look at things that we are not ready for, and so we don't even try. Or we don't even show up. Like I said earlier, the best ability is availability. And if we make ourselves available for God, if we make ourselves available for what God wants us to do, then we can be successful as children of God, because God is going to make sure that he gets the glory out of all of this. And so when it comes down to it, we don't concern ourselves with how people look at us, and we don't concern ourselves with what people think about us, and we don't concern ourselves with all the negativity about how people will put us down or whatever. We don't concern ourselves about that because we are children of God, and when God says we're ready, we are ready. We may not feel like we're ready, but we have to have faith that God is going to bring us through no matter what is going on, no matter what it seems like, no matter what is the opposition, no matter if the opposition is the biggest thing that you've ever come to face. Like Moses had to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh for him to let God's people go. Now this was a big task, and Moses had some questions. And so when we are not ready, when we feel like we're not ready, we always have a lot of questions. You know, what am I going to do here? What am I going to wear? What am I going to put on? How am I going to get there? What, all of these kind of things. We have different questions, but they're actually reasons for us not to do things. They're excuses. Because at the end of the day, when God, as we'll see, God prepares you for what he calls you for. Not only does he prepare you for it, he gives you everything that you need. And so Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. Who am I? That's something that a lot of us don't understand, and we don't realize, and we don't know. Who are we? We are children of God. We are servants of God. We are God's children. And God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So if he sends us somewhere, he's with us as we're being sent. And so we have to understand that we are children of God. And it says, who am I? That I should go tell Pharaoh. And I could just see God saying, you may think little of yourself, but know that I'm with you. I'm with you. There's nothing that can come against you that can make you lose. There's nothing that can come against you that will conquer you or destroy you, because I'm with you. And so that's the thing. But see, Moses had reasons. Like I said earlier, Moses had reasons for him not to do things. He came up with excuses. He was saying they might not believe me. Even if they did believe me, they might not listen to me. Even if they listen to me, they're going to say that the Lord really didn't appear to me. These were excuse after excuse after excuse. How many times have we gave up on something that we wanted to do? How many times have we gave up on something that we were supposed to do because we felt that somebody else may think little of us? We felt that somebody else may not believe in us. We felt that somebody else didn't believe that we were capable of doing certain things. You know, how many times have we not showed up? There's so many instances where people have not shown up because they were defeated before they even got started, because they had a fear of how somebody else is going to accept them. You see, sometimes you have to stand up and show up when you are called. You have to stand up and show up when you are called, because if you don't show up, you don't have the opportunity. And if you don't have the opportunity, we're taking an opportunity away from God to shine in our lives. We're taking an opportunity away from God getting praise because we didn't show up. We have to show up. We have to, it doesn't matter if they believe you. It doesn't matter if they listen to you or not. It doesn't matter if they believe that the Lord appeared to you or that you have the right information. You just show up and do what you are supposed to do. And if you show up and do what you are supposed to do, then that's all that you need to do. Because when God calls you to do something, he doesn't force it on anybody else. He's not going to want you to force it in anything on anybody else. He's giving them a free choice and free will, so they can accept it or they can reject it. But it doesn't matter. Who you are or what you look like or what you have or what you don't have. And that doesn't matter, because God is with you. And when God is with you, we are supposed to let our light shine. We are supposed to show people who God is through our actions, through things we do, through the things that we say. As long as we are allowing God to shine, we should always know that we're ready and not hold back, because God is ready, then we should be ready. But what really happens when God is ready and we are not. You know, we have to really think about this. You know, Moses said that, what's going to happen if they don't believe me? What's going to happen if they don't listen to me? What's going to happen if they don't think that you even came to me and told me to do this, called me to do this task? And God's answer, you know, some people say don't answer a question with a question. But right here, we really have to beg to differ, because God answered a question with a question. God's answer was what is that you have in your hand? You know, God said, what is that you have in your hand? And we have to acknowledge the fact that God had given Moses a staff, and he gave him the staff, and it wasn't just to keep him company. It wasn't just to help him walk, so to say, but it was to have him know that God was with him. That's why they call it the staff of God, the rod of God. And so God told him, he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel, I say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they say to me, what is his name? There's another question. What is his name? And God tells him just to let them know, I am that I am. I am that I am. You don't have to know a specific name. But the only thing you really have to do is, instead of not believing, you have to start believing and just let them know, I am sent me. And then, you know, it goes through to the point where it gets down to chapter 4, and then it says, when Moses answered and said, but they will not believe me or listen. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared. He says it again. So it's like, I know I'm making this excuse, but God, did you hear me the first time? I made this excuse, and you're telling me that I'm still supposed to bring your people out of Egypt, and you want me to do this? I'm not ready for this, and so I got to tell you again. I got to let you know again that these people, they're not going to listen to my voice. They're not going to believe that the Lord appeared to me. They're not going to believe it. So that's when God said, what is that in your hand? And Moses knew what he had in his hand. And see, God, when God asks a question, it's not that he doesn't know the answer. He wants us to say the answer so he knows, so we know it. So we are reassured of whatever it is. When God calls us, he wants us to answer. When God asks us a question, he wants us to answer. It's not a trick question. What is that in your head? What is that in your head? He didn't have to look twice to see and check and do measurements to see what it was and try to identify it through Google. He didn't have to do none of that. He said, it's a rock. And then God said, well, cast it on the ground. cast it on the ground. And so God gave, listen at this, God gave Moses a rod. Then God told Moses to cast the rod on the ground. You know, we have to really be careful how we use what God has blessed us with. Sometimes God wants us to let go. Let go of what we can do. Let go of the things that we think. Let go of our ways. God wants us to get away from what it is that we have in our hand, that we have available to us, so he can show what he can do with it and not what we can do with it. Because if Moses would have kept the staff in his hand when God said to cast it on the ground, the only thing he would have been able to do was to swing it at Pharaoh, but that was not going to work. Swinging the staff, that was not going to work. He would have kept it in his hand, but God wanted him to cast it on the ground. Cast it. What do we always say? Cast our cares upon the Lord. You know, we have to cast something because we are not ready. We have to learn how to turn it over to God. We have to learn how to give it up to God. We have to learn how to leave it in God's hand and watch how he works with it and see what he does with it and try to understand that when he works something out with what he blessed us with, that everything is going to turn out all right because that is his will. It's not what we see that we can do, but it's what God sees that he can do. So if we let go of what God has blessed us with, if we let go of what we are trying to hold on so tightly to secure ourselves, then we can let go and let God have his way in our lives. We can let God have his way and do and work things out the way he sees fit. So we have to take our hands off of some of the things. So God says, take your hands off it, cast it down, let it go, and watch and see what it does. And so Moses cast it on the ground. And as he cast it on the ground, then, you know, as the familiar story goes, it turned into a serpent. And Moses started to run from it. But the Lord said, Moses, pick it up by the tail. See, and the thing is that he told him to reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And Moses wasn't reluctant to do it. Moses didn't, you know, he went from running from it to doing what God told him to do with what he had put down. So sometimes we got to look at what God wants us to do in the midst of us being unsure, in the midst of us being afraid of something. We have to do what God calls us to do when we don't know what the next move is. It may seem like it's something dangerous because that serpent was dangerous. But the fact was, God told Moses to pick it up by the tail. Now, if Moses would have took it up by the tail on his own will, something bad may have happened. But since God told him to take the danger by the tail and pick it up, then he knew that everything was going to be okay. So when we are not ready, when we think that we're not ready, when we think that we're not ready, we got to know that God is ready, and he's not going to tell us something that's going to have us to step back. He's not going to tell us something that's going to have us to fall back into something negative. He's telling us something to propel us forward, to make us march forward in his will, so we can understand that he's strong. When I am weak, thou art strong.
And so Moses reached out and grabbed it by the tail, and it turned back into a rod in his hand. And so what God did, God gave Moses another, he gave him another task, and this is something else that he did. God told Moses to put his hand in his bosom and then to take it back out. And when he did that, his hand that he had put in there came out leprous. And then he told him to put his hand back in and then take his hand back out, and everything was fine with his hand. You see, sometimes what God is trying to show that, okay, I'm trying to get you to do my will. I'm trying to get you to do what I'm saying for you to do. I'm trying to get you to understand that I'm not going to lead you and then leave you. I'm going to be with you wherever you go. And the thing is that we have to look at this. When he told him to put his hand in his bosom, we have to understand that sometimes we do things, or we may do things that get us into trouble, because his hand came out leprous. So that's like, you know, we may get our hands into something that may get us in trouble. But if we are serving God while we're putting our hands in, or wherever we're putting them in, if we're serving God, in other words, if serving God gets us into trouble, serving God is going to get us out of trouble. No matter what you are going through, no matter what God tells you to do, as long as you're doing it for the glory of God, it may seem like you're getting in trouble. It may seem like you're being held down. It may seem like you're held back. But God is going to make sure that with his glory and his grace and his mercy, that everything is going to turn out all right. God is going to make sure that you, your situation, everything that you're working for and trying to get through, everything is going to be all right. It may not turn out the way you want it to, or it may not even turn out the way that you think it should, but it's going to turn out the way God sees fit. And all things work together for the good of them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. So if it's going to work out, it's going to work out for the glory of God. It may not seem like it's your best situation, but even though it may not be your best situation, it's the best in Christ. And we know that with God, all things are possible. So we know that with this situation, if you get into trouble serving God will get you out of trouble. And then so he goes on to talk about the water being turned to blood in the dry land. And so what it is that first, see, sometimes we got to look at things that we don't go through things just to go through. We don't have issues in our lives because issues are there. God wants us leaders in showing how he works. Leaders in showing how to, he wants us to be leaders and showing how to serve as a leader. So, in other words, what God was doing, he was allowing Moses to test the situation for himself. And then when it came to the water being turned to blood, now he's testing others with what Moses with what Moses Moses was telling them that they were going to have to endure because they didn't listen to the signs. They didn't listen to the wonders. They didn't see, they didn't take what God was doing as serious. And so a lot of times people are not going to take what you say as being serious when it comes to God's word. They may not take it serious because it's coming from you. But God has miracle signs and wonders that he can allow to happen so others can see who he is. See, it don't matter if people put me down. They're going to put me down because I'm me. But when it comes to me being a child of God, that's when they have a problem. They got a problem.
Amen.
Because the one that I serve is going to be there with me while you are taking me through my certain situation. And when you are taking me through my certain situation, God is going to make sure that it turns out okay. And when he makes sure that it turns out okay, then you may have to go through something on your own. You may have to go through something on your own self. You may have to turn around and understand how God rescued me in order for him to rescue you. So I'm living
yes.
my life for my situation so you can learn from what I've been through. If you learn from
yes.
what I've been through, and I can still stand as a child of God, then maybe you ought to see something in me that is showing how good God is, which will in turn make you as what can I do to be saved? And see, so the thing is what I'm saying is don't worry if you think that you fall short. If you think that you are not ready, don't worry about that, because God is a ready God. God is an
yes.
all-time God. God is a God who knows everything. He knows
yes.
He can do all things. So don't worry about it if you think you fall short, because God knows how to make up for where we lack. And we have to understand that. So when you think you're not ready, God knows you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how much you can bear. God knows how to move you. And God knows how to strengthen you.
Yes.
So God bless you. I pray that this word was something that will be uplifting and encouraging to you. And I appreciate your time listening. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. God bless.
Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That was good. All I have to say to that message is, I'm ready, Jesus. I'm ready. You come on. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah. What a word. When God's ready and you're not, well, hallelujah. My brother K, he ran that down for us really good, really well. You know,
amen.
Even when we're not ready, God's ready. And if God
right.
believes we're ready, then we're ready. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I just praise God for the word and how you brought it out. You know, when I think about Moses, God telling Moses to throw the staff on the ground and pick it up, and it turned into a snake. And he said, grab it by the tail. You know what? What I was thinking about, my brother, is it doesn't matter how dangerous, how
mm-hmm.
improbable, how
mm-hmm.
unlikely the situation, how nasty and how down and dirty it may get. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When God says, take hold of it, you know what I'm saying, take
yeah.
hold of it.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
We got to take that lion by the tail and stand up and be obedient to what he said. And saints of God, I'm here to tell you, because I'm going to let y'all, I'm going to let all of you put your praise on it in just a second. But right now, Bishop is stirred up. Hallelujah. what I believe, what I heard you say, my brother, is if we are soldiers in God's army, if we are children of the Most High God,
mm-hmm.
Then when God calls upon us and tells us our position, who
mm-hmm.
are we to tell the commander in chief what we not ready to do, what we not going
right.
to do, what
that's
we can't
right.
do? You know,
oh, man,
we
right.
just do it. We just do it.
Mm-hmm.
We just do it. And anything less than that means that we are being insubordinate children, we are being
mm-hmm.
rebellious children, and we are just being ungrateful children.
Yeah, yeah.
If we truly believe that God is God Almighty, that he knows everything, he sees everything, he's the most powerful being ever, then why would we question him?
Amen.
See, we're living in a Christian culture that embraces procrastination and passing the buck. We live
mm-hmm.
in that kind of environment. You know,
yeah.
when God comes and calls us, what we want to do is tell him, like you said, my brother, well, I can't do it, Lord. I got this problem. I got this to do. I have that to do. Let me tell you something. When Jesus gives you an assignment, you clear your calendar.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You put every agenda that you may have had, you throw that right on out the window. Because we are supposed to be obedient to God.
Amen.
To God. And when he says go, we go. When he says
mm-hmm.
do, we do.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And it doesn't matter. But see, we got a culture of Christians that, you know, they want to procrastinate, they want to pass the buck, they believe everything that they do for God has to be bigger and more grandiose than the next man. And then and so what they do is they allow the enemy to steal, to rob them of their opportunity. They allow the enemy to rob them of their light. They allow the enemy to make them ineffective. When
that's
I was
right.
back, you know, and all I can say is I can only talk about me because that's all I know about. But back when the Lord was telling me about the Spirit Alive networks and the magazines and the books and all of this stuff, I was shaking my head. I really was. And I was looking around like, who is the Lord talking to? I know he ain't talking to me. But, you know, I didn't go into it with, well, Lord, I've never really worked with computers. And, Lord, I don't know anything about radio broadcasting, or I don't know any, you know, I don't know any how to run a studio. I don't, I could have said all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
That's right.
I said, Lord, you're going to have to show me step by step, bit by bit, and he equipped me, including the saints of God that are faithful here, and they share in my vision, and we work for the Lord together. He even
Amen.
Sent them. I prayed for them. Well, Lord, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to need some help. I pray you send it. And I don't want any agenda-driven, self-grandizing, holier-than-thou, Holy Ghost Junior kind of people. I want just people that are sold out for you, want to do what you want us to do, want to say what you will have us to say. So I just
yeah.
pray God for this message, because even when God, you know, when God was ready, I didn't think I was ready. I didn't think I was ready when he called me to preach. I didn't think I was ready when he called me to begin this network. I didn't think I was ready to write a book. Or a play. Now I've written 4 books, 6 plays. I've been running this network now for over 12 years. So, see, I didn't tell God, you know, I had to pick that little snake up by the tail and work it on out in the name of Jesus. Because,
Man.
You know, if he told me
right.
to do it, you know what I'm saying, then he has a reason for it. And I said then, even if only one person listens to these broadcasts, just one, and they give their life to the Lord, or they live a more empowered life in Christ, I'm happy. I'm not doing this for a name for myself. I'm not doing this to make names for Pastor Jeffrey or Apostle Zeta or Evangelist Michelle. We're not trying to make reputations for ourselves. We're trying to point people to Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
And just like with Moses having to go free God's people, well, every person down here belongs to God. And there's a lot of them that are still in bondage. And God is calling us to go and free them. God is calling us to go tell them demons and devils and evil spirits in the lives of others. They have to go. And we have to show people how they can live for Christ, live in Christ, and be all that He wants them to be. And it doesn't, like my brother said, it doesn't matter whether you like me, whether you believe me, or whether you don't. God's word is always going to ring true because it is the truth.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
And so I want to thank you, my brother, for this awesome message. You got me fired up. I had to keep mute myself because I was over here amening and hallelujah and so tough. I wanted to make sure the people heard that good word, man. It was a good word indeed. I know I was blessed. Apostle Zeta, come on in the room. And if anybody else wants to put their praise on it, you know what to do. We all family here. Press your one so I know you want to put your praise on it too. Amen. Come on in the room, Apostle Zeta.
Thank you. Amen. I just say another great message, and it had so much in it for all of us to really receive and do. You know, there are points, of course, that really stood out with me, and one of them is, so many, but one is God. I heard him say, God will not lead us somewhere and then leave us.
That's right. Amen.
That we need to really take stock of that because I think that's where a lot of problem is with people. You know, saying, well, I've never been there. You know, I remember when I first went to Haiti.
I've never done that.
And this isn't about me, but when I first went to Haiti, I had never been there. How can we have been there when he just told you to go there? So it's a first time for everything. But if God says it, like you were saying, Bishop Shirlene, just do it. Just simply obey God. Now we know that God gives us some things to do that will seem strange to us.
Yeah.
And, of course, strange to those that we know. And the ones that we know are going to start telling us right away, I don't think you should go, you know, or I don't think you should do that, or it's dangerous over there. Well, God already knows that, but see, he's our protector. And so we don't have to be concerned about that. And you know, and the other thing, when he sends us out, we're equipped. He's not going to send us out unequipped. You know, we're already equipped for what he's given us to do. And so we need
to just
trust him. Just trust him.
Yes.
So if we might feel like we can't do it, that's probably a good thing because that should make us really trust in him
to help
us do it. Amen. And then, you know, I heard Pastor say that God knows when we're ready.
Yes,
he knows better than we do when we are ready. You know, so we don't need to be hesitant. You know, we don't need to be, thinking about it. It's not about thinking about it. You know, if we should do anything, we need to pray and say, Lord, if this is you, then I know that I'm going to know for sure. And then he will will point you in the right direction. He will give you the things to do. He will show you where to go. He will put people in your pathway that will command
yes.
it. You know, and he will do all of that, so we can't make any mistakes. So, you know, when we're the only reason we should be feeling like, you know, maybe somebody else could do it, let that be out of humility rather than just being disobedient.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
Yeah, anyway, I'm going to stop there. Someone else may have something.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you, Apostle.
But amen.
I
enjoy.
Love you. Thank you. I know
amen.
I did too. See, look, everybody stirred up. Everybody stirred up in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's a
amen.
Good thing. All
amen.
Right. Area code 510, last four digits 9691. Come on in the room, Mother.
Hello, this is Sister Givens.
I know, Mother David.
I just want to thank Reverend Scott for that beautiful message. It really
amen.
Uplifted me. And during these perilous times, there should be more than just a few of us or whomever's on the line to listen. So I just want to say God bless you and all who are in your corner there, or wherever you all are speaking from. You have my love. I love all of you. Thank you so much for that beautiful message.
Thank you all. Mother Givens, we love you.
Yes. Well,
I love
you. And I wish you all pray for me. Keep me in your prayers. So thank you so much.
Yes. Yes,
thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. All right, my beautiful sister. We're going to keep you in the room with us. You stand right here with us, Mother Givens. Evangelist Michelle, come on in the room, babe.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
First, I just want to say, Lord, I'll go. Send me, I'll go. That was a very needy meal. You just served to God's people. If you didn't get full off of that meal he just served, then I don't know what to tell you. Husband,
amen.
You keep coming with more just uplifting messages.
Get better, better, better.
That you come before God's people, and I, for one, was truly blessed by the word, and I'm so proud of you. Just continue
Thank
to keep
you.
Your hand in God's hand, and you hit another one out of the park. God bless you.
Yes,
and
he
I'm
did.
Proud of
yes, he
Amen.
Did.
Amen. Amen.
I am so blessed by my family, by my sister Michelle, by Apostle Zeta, of course, by my brother Jeffrey. I'm just so blessed by my family because they are truly anointed and humble people of God. And I just, like I said, I just sit and listen, and every month after month, you just get better and better and better and better and better. And I'm just so blessed to be just a small part of all of your journeys. And I just praise God for you. So let me let Mother Mattie come on in the room. Hallelujah. Let me get Mother Mattie. I know she is. Here she go. Mother Mattie, come on in the room, love.
Yeah. Hi, Bishop Cook. Hi Evangelist Michelle Scott and Reverend Scott. Given all honor and all glory to my Heavenly Father God, Almighty God, and King Jesus. They are the head of my life, always giving them all the honor, all the glory, because they deserve it all.
Yes.
And giving you all, clergy men and clergy women, double honor. The under shepherds, you always
told bless you, Mother.
Honor because they are preaching God's word. Reverend Scott,
hallelujah.
God bless you. Reverend Scott, God bless you. Mrs. Michelle Scott, God bless you. Bishop Cook, God bless you. May you all
thank you, Mother.
Honor. That goes for all the clergymen and clergywomen that's listening to this. Double honor to you all. Reverend Scott, I'm proud of you. I mean, you really preach.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You preach the powerful.
Oh, wow.
Powerful
just
sermon.
Wow.
I tell you, I had to run some errands today, and I got home. And I dialed the number. I was just so tired and wore out.
still trying to go out. But I tell you, after I heard that sermon, I'm all fired up now.
I'm all fired up because if the devil has any darts to throw,
if the devil has any darts to throw, the word of God that Reverend Scott preached automatically melted them darts. So them darts
sure
can't do nothing.
The devil ain't nothing but a liar.
And see, God's word will always stand from generation to generation, no matter what.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Because the prayers of the righteous avail much around the throne of God. So I love you all. Love you, Bishop Cook. Love you, Reverend Scott.
Love you, Mom. Love the Scott family.
Love you all. Even the children, they are some wonderful people. You know, God bless you all. I just love you all.
Well, God bless you. Mother Mattie and Mother Givens, I have you on the line. While I have both of you beautiful women on the line, to Mother Mattie, Mother Givens, we want you to know that we give you double the honor because you are the
Son
of God that walk after his will and walk after his way and live in his word. You are a living example of God's love for all of us, clergy men and clergy women that are coming along. Your words of encouragement, your words of praise, your words of understanding has blessed me and blesses all of us. So we want to thank you for who you are in the body of Christ. We want to praise God for what you do, that how you pray, how you encourage others. And we just say glory to God. We give double the honor. And here at the Spirit Alive Network, you need to know that Mother Givens and Mother Mattie have joined the ranks of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and you are officially mothers at this ministry. So I want you to know, we might not have no bitch for you to sit on. We might not have no board, but we got some mothers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you.
We love you.
We love you.
Oh, yes.
And to be obedient to Mother Givens, my brother, since this is your program, believe it or not, it is his program. If you wouldn't mind, I would like to have a word of prayer.
Amen.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now before your throne of grace just praising you, magnifying you, and our souls are glorifying you because, Lord, we have been stirred up. We have been activated by this wonderful word that we have heard on tonight. Now, Father God, I pray that you pour back into my mighty brother and because he has truly poured out unto us tonight.
Yes,
I pray in the name of Jesus for the beautiful mothers of our church. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for Mother Givens. We pray in the name of Jesus for Mother Mattie. We just pray that you continue to use these two beautiful women of vessels of honor and for your glory. Father God, we thank you for their prayers. We thank you for their love. We thank you for their encouragement and their wisdom, knowledge, discernment, and understanding that they are always willing to share with us so that we might grow up and become what we need to become in you. We thank you, Father God, for those mothers that are in the trenches just working and praying. Hallelujah. Just keep they're praying when we don't even know they're praying, Father God.
Lord,
I pray that you just pour out upon them right now. Lord, if there's a issue with their health, Jehovah Rapha, I call on you, the healer. Strengthen their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to run on. Hallelujah. We thank you that Mother Givens has been running for you for over 90 years, Father God, and we want her to run 90 more. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to protect them, provide for them their every need, Father God, whatever they need, Lord God, before they can
quicken, Lord God. I pray that you provide it in the name of Jesus. Lord, if they need help to do anything, send that help, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray right now in your holy and mighty name for Pastor Scott. Bless my brother, oh God. We're not going to get hung up, Father God, on titles and names, whether he's reverend or whether he's pastor. We know he's your man, God. We know that he loves you, God. He knows that he is standing in his place, oh God. He is a father for his children. He is a husband to his wife. He is a brother to his brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. He is a mentor to young men everywhere. Lord, continue to use him for your glory. Continue to use him, Lord, to shine the light on who you are. And Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that young men will look up to this man and they will want to be like him. They will want to know you, Father God, because of the way this brother is in the name of Jesus. I come praying for my beautiful sister Michelle by his side, oh God. We pray that you continue to strengthen her, oh God. Continue to heal up everything that needs to be healed up, Father God. Restore everything that needs to be restored, oh God. Hallelujah. Allow my sister to rest in you, oh God, and allow herself to be restored because you got her, Lord. You got her. You got her husband. You got her children. You got them all in the palm of your hand, Father God. So let my sister rest peacefully in you, Father God. Let her not worry about anything. Let her not fret about anything, Father God.
Jesus, peace.
Because she wants all things done decently and in order before you.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray for my mother, sister, friend, Apostle Zeta. Lord, continue to use her. Grow her church, oh God. Hallelujah. Send workers to her vineyard, our God. Hallelujah. Because we stand at the ready, Lord God. We stand at the ready to assist one another. Father, I just thank you for the unity that the world can hear through these voices. I thank you for the love that the world can hear through these voices. I thank you, Father God, for the magnification and praise and worship that can be heard through these voices. Father God, we pray for all of those whose faith may be waning. We pray, Lord God, that you would send someone to share the word, to pray with them, oh God, to strengthen them up, oh God, and remind them that you are still God and you are still high and lifted up on your throne. Remind them that your promises still stand. Remind them that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Remind them, Father God, that you are Elohim, creator of all things. Remind them, Father God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, and we can have peace in the midst of this pandemic. We can have peace in the midst of the storm. We can grow in the midst of this storm. And we want to just pray for those souls, Lord God, those that don't know you in the part of their sin. We pray that somebody will come along, Lord, with a kind word, a smile, do a kind deed that will point them in your direction, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray right now in the name of Jesus that the harvest would be harvested for your purpose and your glory. We pray for more souls during this time, and not just a flash in the pan relationship, God. We want them to change their eternal address.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
We want them to change it and never change it back, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, let us praise you all the more that even during this time, we see your love being manifested.
Yes,
we see your provision manifested. We see your grace and mercy manifested over and over, day after day.
Yes, Lord.
We want to just thank you, Father God, for
thank
who you
Lord.
Are
thank you.
And not just what you do. So, Lord, send us. We're ready to go. We're ready to share. We're ready to talk. We're ready to tell the story. Use us, Lord.
Thank you.
So that somebody that does not know you may come to know you in the pardon of their sins and make you their Lord and Savior. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray all things. Let the mighty Church of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God bless you, ma'am.
God bless all of you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just, Lord, what a time we have up in here just praising God. Now, see, this is what the Word of God should do.
Thank you.
This is what the Word of God should do. The Word of God should stir people up, make people happy, and not just a feeling of being happy, but truly joyful down in their soul. Every last one of these voices you've heard tonight, my brothers, my sisters, starting with the man of the hour. Mother Gibbons, Mother Mattie, Apostle Zeta, and Evangelist Michelle. All of them gave you something. All of them gave you something that you can use. All of them gave you a word of encouragement. All of them came together to let you know we are touching and agreeing. We might be in houses all over this country, but we're touching and agreeing in Jesus' name. And I praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that you can't make no mistake that Jesus is loved up in here.
Jesus.
We have a lot of people sitting in our chat room tonight. Mm. We have a lot of people sitting in the studio tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm a front all of you. I'm gonna front you all out. There's over 122 people sitting in here tonight. I've heard from five. But you know what? Whether you talk or whether you don't, whether you type or whether you don't, we're just glad that you're in here hearing this good word. Because our brother brought you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
So to all of you folks out there that God has been speaking to you, telling you that you ought to do something, my brother just took every mistake you had away.
Jesus.
He just gave you the reason that you should go on in Jesus' name.
Yes.
He just told you God's got you. If God called you, he equipped you. If he equipped you, then he's going to go with you.
When
we're going in his name and not our own, when you're going in his name and not your own, even the demons had to say this. Jesus, I know. I know. So when people hear us, they might be hearing us talk, but the words of God is going to be coming out. So they have no choice to say, oh, this Jesus, I heard of him.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And by the time we get through, they're going to know him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we are one body in Christ, and what you are witnessing, my brothers and sisters, is all of us coming together as one body with one spirit, praising one Lord, one baptism, one faith.
Mm-hmm.
We're not all trying to do our own thing. We're all coming together as a family in love, reaching out to you and your family in love, praying in the name of Jesus that you will receive all the many blessings and benefits that God has for you. So it is our fervent prayer that you listen to these teachings. They're powerful, they're insightful, and they're the truth. They're the truth.
Amen.
They're the truth.
Amen.
So if you want the truth, you need to listen. Tonight, if you're listening to this podcast and tonight your heart is heavy and you feel like it's time for you to come on to the Lord, I'm going to turn this program back over to Pastor Jeff because it is his program, and he is going to lead you to the Lord. Pastor Jeffrey.
Glory.
Amen. Yes, amen. God bless each and every one of you. I pray that, again, that this message has landed on fertile ground, that somebody can receive the Lord Jesus that's out there saving you. And understand that he's not there to push you around, boss you around, but he just wants you to accept him for who he is and what he's done for all of us. And so if there's anyone in the chat, if there's anyone online that wants to accept the Lord and the pardon of their sins, and just you can press your ones, or you can just if you just want somebody to pray with you, just press your ones or type in. You know, we're right here. We're
praying. Amen.
Reverend Scott.
Pastor Jeffrey, we have one. We have one. We have one. I need you to run the sinner's prayer right now. We have Brother Jonathan, and he is calling from Kansas City, Kansas, and he wants
Amen.
To give his life to the Lord. So if you would just please lead him in the sinner's prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
And brother Jonathan, all you have to do is go to the Lord and sincerely ask him to come into your life, forgive you of your sins. All you need to go and tell him is, Lord Jesus, look, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin, for I believe that you are the Son of the living God. We don't serve
Lord,
a dead God. We don't serve a sometime God. We serve a living God.
Yes.
And ask him to come into your life and become your Lord and Savior, and that's all you need to do, is to go to him with a sincere heart and sincerely confess your sin. And Jesus is going to show up at your door. Hallelujah. He's already at your door, as a matter of fact. He's just waiting on you to open it and accept his gift, his gift of love, his gift of salvation, grace, mercy, peace, joy, long-suffering, faith, hallelujah, provision, protection. All of this is going to be in your welcome basket. And what we want you to do is go get into, we understand that we're in this pandemic right now, but what you need to do is get into Christ-centered church, where they believe in the teachings of Jesus, where they believe in evangelizing the world, where they believe in serving God and not just giving him lip service. You need to study that Bible to show yourself approved. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to show you and to teach you the things of God, so that you might understand the things of God and be pleasing to God and be in the will of God. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I just pray right now that you don't allow the enemy to snatch anyone's seed of faith before it has time to bloom, before it has time to grow, before it has time to take root. Father God, I want you to protect all of our new converts, Father God, all over this world. Lord, just be a fence all around them. Just protect them, oh God, because as soon as they give their lives to you, we know the enemy is going to turn it up.
Yeah.
But we know that you're going to show you, that you're going to show up and show out for your glory.
Okay.
And we just thank you, Lord. And we just pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, you have been listening to Every Man Standing in His Place with the wonderful, the inspiring, and the anointed Pastor Jeffrey Scott. We want to thank all of our wonderful speakers tonight. We want to thank Mother Mattie. We want to thank Mother Given. We want to thank Evangelist Michelle Scott.
Yes.
We want to thank Apostle Zeta Flowers.
This
is the Spirit Alive family. We want to just thank you for listening tonight, for taking out time of your busy schedule to give us a listen and to be here with us to fellowship. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed evening, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from the household of Spirit Alive to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, everyone, and may God continue to bless
you. Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.